Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, last game. We're still wrapping up the weekend. It's Wednesday, and we haven't even finished all the games yet. It's unbelievable.
It's a lot going on.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Eagles and the Rams.
Yeah.
We didn't get to that one. But, you know, what's left to say? Saquon Barkley, 4 rushing touchdowns of 60 or more yards against the Rams this year. Mm. Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of insane.
So he played the Rams twice. He has 4 rushing tutties of 60-plus yards against them in the same season.
Yeah.
No player has ever done that in a career against another team, including the playoffs, and he did it in 2 games.
Well, I mean, if I told you that Jalen Hurts was going to throw for 128 yards and no touchdowns, like the Eagles lose, but...
I don't know about that. I might have said, because they're built on running and playing defense.
But 26 carries, 205, 8 yards a pop, 2
Dude,
touchdowns.
Can he carry them to the Super Bowl? Because Hurts' knee.
I don't know. I'm very interested because look, Jane Daniels and the Commanders are a great story, but they're not a great team. They're just not. But their passing offense in Philadelphia is wonky at best. And I think Hurts is seriously dinged up. I mean, that knee is not good. Do I think he can carry him? Yeah, because I don't think there's an elite team on the other side of things. And Saquon Barkley at this point.
Well, their defense.
Yeah, and the defense.
You know.
I think that is going to be I think that is going to be a really, really interesting game. And they split, by the way. They split the regular season. I mean, I just go back to that. The Rams were better than Philadelphia minus like 5 plays. That was it.
Yeah, Rams are tough, but they screwed it up.
Yeah.
They fumbled a couple times and
you
know, didn't quite punch it in at the end. I mean, Rams are just good.
If you're the Rams,
but the Eagles,
you're going to look at that and simply say the dumb fumbles.
Yeah.
And then how on earth do you leave Jalen Carter unblocked on the most important down of the game?
I think the Eagles, you know, for all this, and we have been at the forefront of the Nick Sirianni hate.
Yeah.
They're pretty trustworthy, the Eagles. I mean, they really do a good job, like we were talking about yesterday, of they're one of those teams that doesn't lose it.
Nope.
The Bills did not lose it against the Ravens, right?
Yep.
Survive and advance. They weren't great. The Ravens lost it.
Yeah.
The Chiefs always let their opponent... put it this way. The Chiefs don't lose games.
Mm-hmm.
They make you beat them, and oftentimes... the other team makes too many mistakes, and they just win. That's what Buffalo did last weekend. That's what Kansas City does a lot. It's kind of what the Eagles do. You got to give Sirianni a little credit for this. They have a real problem at quarterback.
Yeah.
But all they do is keep winning, and they run the ball well, even when everybody knows it's coming, and they play kick-ass defense.
Yeah.
They're just, I don't know, Philly is, that's a weird team.
It is, because I don't know what to make of them. And
they just have a great roster.
Yes.
And they're really well coached, and they don't beat themselves.
No.
Because as bad as Hurts is, he does not turn it over.
Think of it. If Saquon Barkley isn't there, I think this is like a 9-win team. And yet, with Saquon Barkley...
Well, their offensive line is really good.
Their offensive line is really good, and Saquon Barkley is just... He absolutely carries it. I don't know with the way they throw the ball. You would think eventually it's going to catch up to him, and it should have against the Rams. Again, they just blocked Jalen Carter. That final play where the tight end is coming over the middle is a six-point lead. And granted, you would have had to kick the extra point. You got a tight end wide open in the middle of the field. It's a walk-in touchdown. You're kicking an extra point to win the game. The right guard and center double-team Jalen Carter, and then, I'm telling you, watch the play. They both just leave him. Instantaneously, they both are like, nah, we don't want to block him. And then he just swallows him up. So it's like, if I don't want to take credit away from Philadelphia, but if you just get one of your old linemen to not put his head in, you know where, we're not talking about Philly. We're talking about the Rams. And so I keep wanting to say that the luck is going to run out for Philadelphia, even though it's not luck. I get it. They play a disciplined, you know, brand of ball, and they play good defense and they run it. I just don't know if Wash, at the same time, it's a rookie quarterback with a very, very incomplete roster. And it's hard for me to think that that roster is going to be the one to finally knock off Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I struggle to think that.
I do too. I think
But with Hurts' knee, like, at least you have the threat of throwing the football. If he's limited and he's limping around out there, do you just see nine-man boxes? Or do you eventually, do you have to go to a backup? Because he is not healthy.
You know, it's interesting, like, we're talking about Philly. I feel like they fall into the same category as Kansas City and Buffalo in that maybe we just focus on the wrong things. Like, the most dynamic team in the whole playoffs was Baltimore, and they're gone. Right? Yeah. So maybe we just focus on the wrong things, and the things that Philly and Kansas City, and to some extent this year Buffalo, are doing, it's just more trustworthy.
Yeah.
It just travels, right? Yeah. Even though those two of them are playing at home.
Defense,
you know what I mean?
Running the ball.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do. They have really, really strong line play. They run the football, and their quarterback does not turn it over.
Yeah.
You do those three things, you're running half these teams out of the playoffs.
Yep.
And then you have elite coordinators. You have Vic Fangio. You have Spagnuolo. I don't know who the Buffalo defensive coordinator is.
I think it's McDermott took it over. I think he calls the defensive plays.
Does he?
I think so.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay.
I mean, I know they have a defensive coordinator, but I believe McDermott calls the
plays. See, I don't know.
The plays.
I don't know about you, and we can talk
Bobby
about this.
Bobby Babich.
Bobby Babich, yeah. Bobby!
I don't know who that is. I don't know about you, but we'll talk more about this leading up to the game, but do you trust Buffalo's defense like you do Kansas City's and
no.
Philly's? See, this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. What I'm getting at is it seems like a collision course between Philly and Kansas City, and that is super lame and boring. But at the same time, all they do is win.
Yeah.
I mean, Philly has only lost one game since like week four.
Yeah,
do you know
just,
that?
They just win.
All they do is win. They're like Kansas City.
They've won like 11 of 12, and Kansas City going back have won like 21 of 22.
Yes.
And you know who they both lost to? The teams they're playing this week.
Yeah, that's right.
Washington and Buffalo.
In the Washington game, they lost because Jalen Hurts got hurt.
Yeah.
They beat him the first time.
And he may be hurt now.
So, I don't know.
The thing I want to give Philadelphia credit is, and remember at one point when Howie Roseman was having a pissy match for control with Chip Kelly, and he didn't like Chip Kelly's personnel decisions? Good move to retain one and not the other. Look who Philadelphia in the last two or three years has brought in.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley. Worked pretty well, I would say. Drafted Devontae Smith, pretty good. Traded for A.J. Brown, pretty good. Drafted Cooper DeJean, pretty good. Brought in Zach Brown, free agent.
Zach Brown band?
Zach Brown. Bond, excuse me. No. Bond, not
Zach
Brown.
Bond has been awesome.
Yes. Defensive player of the year type of candidate.
Who was kind of doing nothing before this.
Nothing. Quinyon Mitchell, the corner out of Toledo. You got Cooper DeJean and Mitchell in the same draft.
Is Mitchell going to play this week?
Didn't he
get hurt?
Yeah, but I think he's going to play.
They need him because that backup for that backup they put in.
Yeah.
Or was it Mitchell? Yeah, Mitchell got hurt.
Mitchell
right?
got hurt.
That backup sucked.
Yes. Got picked on. Daniels will beat Jalen Carter. No, like, I mean, it just goes on and on. This has been a textbook.
Howie Roseman's good.
Roster build.
Don't you think?
Unbelievable.
I mean, he's good.
Yes.
Last but not least, the Philadelphia mayor. She is a Democratic mayor. She's a damn lib.
Thanks a lot, libs.
Her name is Sherelle Parker, and we've often talked here about, you know, when mayors who know nothing about their local sports teams, when they start, all of a sudden their sports team wins and they have to get up and speak and they know nothing.
Yeah.
Like they mispronounce names and like, well, tell me what you think about this.
Oh, boy.
Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S. Eagles!
What?
Let's go, Birds!
Let's go,
that
Birds.
That was E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles.
Oh, my goodness.
Eagles.
Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Birds!
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles.
And people are going along with it.
There's a radio station in D.C. that has made shirts in commies colors that just spells out Eagles like that.
Well, what are you supposed to, I mean.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
Got caught up in the moment.
Do you hear the people in the background
yeah.
spelling it right?
Yeah. Got caught up in the moment, man. Next
really?
Time, next time, just go with Go Birds. It's a little.
Got caught up in the moment?
You well, can't yeah, spell? You're up there and, you know, you're like, you know, it's you've probably been practicing that a little bit. And, you know, you're like, oh, I'm going to light the crowd on fire with this one. And next thing you know, you're taking a swinge. It happens, man.
And we spelled program, P-R-O-G-U-M.
That swing spelled S-W-I-N-J.
And he was reading off of like a teleprompter.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
What a mess. Thanks a lot, Fauci. All right, we got to get to the news next. Here's Buck.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.